This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris will campaign in the Midwestern city of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Tuesday after locking up enough delegate support to secure the Democratic Party nomination and face former U.S. President Donald Trump in November's U.S. presidential election. Meanwhile, the Democratic Party is taking steps ahead of their convention to ensure the new presidential candidate is on the ballot now that U.S. President Joe Biden is out. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Democrats are looking at holding a virtual roll call ahead of the August 19th convention in Chicago to ensure their favored presidential candidate, Kamala Harris, is on the ballot. New York delegate Diane Costello says concerns over the GOP are prompting the move.
They are going to fight having Vice President Harris put on the ballot for president in some states.
Connecticut delegate Kenneth McClary says with deadlines looming, it's the right move.
We have to make sure that Vice President Harris and whoever her running mate has access. So I feel wholeheartedly comfortable with the roll call vote.
I'm Julie Walker.
In an email to her staff, U.S. Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle announced Tuesday she's stepping down in the wake of the assassination attempt on former U.S. President Donald Trump. Associated Press correspondent Haya Pinjwani reports.
Cheadle, who had served as Secret Service Director since August 2022, had been facing growing calls to resign and several investigations into how the shooter was able to get so close to the Republican presidential nominee at an outdoor campaign rally in Pennsylvania. In her email, she also said she takes full responsibility for the security lapse. Cheadle's resignation comes a day after she appeared before a congressional committee and was berated for hours by both Democrats and Republicans for the security failures. She called the attempt on Trump's life the Secret Service's most significant operational failure in decades. Haya Pinjwani, Washington.
This is VOA News. A top UN health official Tuesday expressed serious concern about polio and other outbreaks of communicable diseases in Gaza. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
A top World Health Organization official in Palestinian areas says he's extremely worried about polio and other outbreaks of communicable diseases in Gaza after traces of the virus turned up in sewage samples in the territory. Dr. Ayadil Sapabikov says test results and a risk assessment are expected this week about how people and medical officials should respond to a possible outbreak. There have been no confirmed human cases of polio in Gaza, but 6 of 7 sewage samples tested positive for vaccine-derived poliovirus. That means that 1 or more people who got a polio vaccine jab have shed the virus in the environment. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Russia and China Tuesday pushed back against a U.S. warning over their increasing military and economic cooperation in the Arctic, where climate change is opening up greater competition. Russia has in recent years beefed up its military presence in the Arctic by reopening and modernizing several bases and airfields abandoned since the end of the Soviet era, while China has poured money into polar exploration and research. At a news conference Monday, U.S. Deputy Defense Secretary Kathleen Hicks, citing a new Pentagon strategy, said the U.S. must invest more to upgrade its technology in the Arctic to keep pace with China and Russia.
Melting Arctic ice caps are opening new shipping lanes and attracting increased interest and activity from both the People's Republic of China and Russia. While not an Arctic state, the PRC seeks greater influence in the region, greater access to the region, and a greater say in its governance.
Both Russia and China defended their Arctic policies Tuesday, insisting their intentions in the region are peaceful. The latest data shows U.S. home sales fell in June to the slowest pace since December amid rising mortgage rates and near record high home prices. AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
Last month, sales of previously occupied homes slowed to their pokiest pace since December. Sales fell 5.4% last month from May. The problems? High mortgage rates and record high prices. Home prices climbed compared with a year earlier for the 12th month in a row. The typical sales price is almost $427,000. That's an all-time high in records going back to 1999. The average rate on a 30-year mortgage has mostly hovered around 7% this year, more than double what it was just 3 years ago. I'm Rita Foley.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.